Barry Duplessis coming back to you from PCA 2024 here on day two with none other than one of our personal favorites here at the Cigar Coop Coalition. It's none other than James Brown of Oveja Negra Brands. James, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man.
So good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
You've got some exciting stuff. As always, we're really excited about everything that comes out of Oveja Negra, but there's two releases that we're going to get to in a second, and we have also some special presentations for you. But what's it been like for you from switching from a trade show in July to being able to come back right back around and come back here into March?
It's definitely tricky, for sure. You know, I mean, especially from a production standpoint, you know, we're used to having that full year to work on new projects and do the PCA exclusives. So, you know, last year was a little bit chaotic trying to figure out the production schedule for the limited releases, but we actually ended up with two, so it worked out really well. But yeah, I think, you know, this year we knew it was going to be a little bit different, and so we'll see how it goes. But overall, the show's been great, and I think it'll be a little bit easier next year since we'll have that full year to get through everything.
Awesome. Well, this is really, I mean, this is a really special year. Because of it's a new era, the PCA, but I mean you continue to build all of your amazing brands at Oveja Negra, and including with we're gonna start with the foundation of where it got started off, Black Label Trading Company coming out with the Orthodox. Talk to us a little bit about this project and blend. I noticed a couple of differences that obviously right off the bat, but go ahead and I'll let you take it away here, James.
Yeah, so Orthodox was a cigar that, you know, for me was a little bit kind of like getting back to our roots as far as Black Label goes. You know, we started out, you know, 10 years ago. Our focus was bigger, bolder, more intense profiles. And then we've done a lot of different variations of that over the years, kind of went in different directions with certain cigars. And so I wanted to come back with something that kind of brought us back to where we started. So, you know, the Orthodox is definitely that. It's probably our highest nicotine level production cigar.
Okay.
So it is very much that big, bold, intense, kind of gritty, rough around the edges Nicaraguan profile.
The wake you up in the morning kind of thing. Okay, definitely. Fantastic. Is it available only in one Vitola, or it looks like three Vitolas are available?
Yeah, so it's going to be three Vitolas, kind of what I would consider like a skinny Toro. So 48 ring gauge Toro there. And then we have the Corona Gorda and the short Robusto. So
I think we always talk about how Black Works brings out the most creative side in you, where you get to be a little bit more adventurous or anything. We'll get to Black Works here in just a second. But I see a little Black Works seeping into this. Talk to us about a little bit with that playful cap you got going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we always like to do something a little artistic to the stick. So,
of course.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it. Really great design. It's almost kind of it reminds me a little bit of a sequel in a different way to your anniversary cigar last year. So with the Madonna Negra, of course. Excuse me. Sorry, I haven't had all my coffee this morning, James. But to me, that's kind of what it kind of reminds me of with some of the creativity and everything. And then I know you got the piece back here too. So maybe that's what kind of brought it to mind. But of course, Black Works is something that you get to flex your creative juices and do a lot more fun, as we kind of call it, and everything. And this is something, this was on, you know, we do a top five cigars that we anticipate for Cigar Coop, and we had an article, and a bunch of us, including myself, this is the one that we were looking forward to, which is the Paper Crane. Love everything from Black Works, and this is something that's really excited about. So talk to us a little bit about it, the blend, and then I want to also talk about the packaging here too, because that's also really special.
Yeah, so, you know, blends for me kind of come from a lot of different places. Sometimes I have an idea in my head of what I want to use. Sometimes a certain tobacco comes around that I don't normally have access to, and that kind of inspires a project. So that was the case with the Paper Crane. So it's a Connecticut Desperado wrapper, which is something that's not normally available. It's only available in very limited quantities. So it's a wrapper I wanted to work with for a long time, and we finally had the opportunity. And so I kind of built the idea of the blend and the cigar around that, being able to use that wrapper.
So Paper Crane is something we definitely haven't necessarily seen from Black Works before. So is this a nod to your creative days in middle school when you used to fold pieces of paper? Where did the name come from? Because I know names are very, very important to you, and they always have special meaning.
I think it's, you know, the name for me kind of came from the cigar itself. So I would describe the cigar as being very complex, but also very subtle. you know, and it definitely has a very unique profile to it. So it was kind of, for me, it was kind of like the idea of something delicate, like a piece of paper that's very intricate, turned into, you know, something like the crane. And I actually studied Japanese art history in college.
Of course you did.
I've been wanting to do something kind of in this theme for a little while. And beautiful, so it just beautiful. Kind of worked out.
So I love it.
With a cigar.
Fantastic. The layers keep getting pulled back from you, James. I love it. And what I really like about, too, I know that Ben took a shot of the packaging, but a couple of things of note. I really like the design, obviously, as always, but it's almost like you, again, to use the metaphor here, you almost kind of deconstructed it onto the cigar. We have the paper crane on the label, but this is the first time that we've seen a footband, right?
It is. And, you know, it's tricky from the art side dealing with cigar bands, right? Because you got a very small, limited canvas.
Of course.
So I knew there were a lot of elements of the design that I wanted to bring in onto the cigar. That way, when it is away from the box, it still reads with everything that I wanted it to. So that was the idea of doing the flip band, and so we could include all of those unique elements.
Terrific. So delicate, nuanced, complex, power in your face, nicotine punch.
Exactly.
I love
it. We got both ends of the spectrum.
Both ends of the spectrum coming from Oveja Negra. James, thank you so much for your time today. We're really looking forward to our special presentation coming to you here in just a few moments. But for everyone out there, this is some great new stuff coming from Black Label Trading Company and Black Works. We'll see you soon, everybody. James Brown.